When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B, and I have a special guest here with me today. He is a pop culture expert. You also know him as a producer on formerly the Wendy Williams Show, now the Sherry Shepherd Show. He's a daytime Emmy, was it award winner?
Or nominated? No, sadly.
Nominated.
No, a nominee. But two of them.
Norman Baker, everybody. You've seen him on the Wendy Williams Show behind that, the DJ booth. And he's kind of an icon because, like, some of her most iconic moments always have you talking to her.
Yeah.
Like, uh-huh. Yeah, gabbing with her. What is going on? How are you, Norman?
Good. Thank you for calling me an icon. I feel like finally I'm getting my flowers.
You were recently on, like, Chicago. What was it? No, it was in D.C.
I was on Good Day D.C.
Yeah.
The Lion Lunch Hour, which was, like, really fun.
Oh, yeah, really, I saw it. It was cute.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, welcome here. And let's get right into it. I was just literally just thinking about the Halloween episode where she's sitting, she's talking to you, and she's like, that's what she said. And you know what? What was that? I will never get over the way she would drag the audience members was, like, unparalleled. Nobody has the balls to do that anymore.
I just saw, like, a montage of, like, gay men going to, like, doing the Ask Wendy segment, and they would say, how you doing? And she'd be like, every time, she's like, obviously.
Clearly. Or there's the montage of her, like, snatching the mic back when someone tries to grab it from her hand. We just need more like her, because, like, I was talking not just about her, but with someone the other day, we were talking about, I think it's because of the Emmys, right? I don't usually watch the Emmys.
Yeah.
Anybody that listens to this podcast knows I just don't like award shows, and we're going to talk about the Academy Awards.
How dare you? How dare you?
I'm just not really into it, but you know what? I think it's, like, after Wendy's not really been around and Joan Rivers, and I just miss my women that, like, were unabashedly, like, themselves and not afraid to just give it to people. And now everybody kind of takes on that role on social media, and it's not as fun because, like, everyone's a critic.
Right.
Yeah. You know?
True. I mean, she just kind of, like, said it how she meant it.
Yeah.
Her catchphrase. But, like, it was true. She just kind of, like, if something was, like, and we never wanted her to be, like, outright mean, but.
Yeah.
So, but, like, sometimes
it is what it is.
She's
like the city of New York.
That dress is ugly.
She is, like, literally like the city of New York, because it's like you have this kind of, like, most people I just love, but, like, people have a love hate kind of thing with her. When she was around, people were like, on the air, I mean, it's like people would say, you know, she talks too much shit. She's you know, karma and stuff like that. But, like, now that she's not on air, people are like, damn, like, anytime that something crazy goes down, which is like every other day in 2024, it's like, damn, I wish Wendy was here. She would eat this up, you know?
There was the P. Diddy scandal. And
oh my God, that's the
obsessed. And TJ Holmes hooking up with Amy Robach, his co-star.
Oh, yeah. She would have been all in that.
She would have literally salivated.
Yes. When she does.
Yeah.
So wait, I was
Icon.
because so you do daily, I noticed on Instagram, and it's really picked up steam. A lot of people talk about it is because you're a pop culture expert, you do these kind of like 1 minute roundups, which is basically just like a minute. You'll pick like a one topic, or sometimes it's like a bunch, because the other day you were talking about how we've already lived like an entire lifetime in just the past 3 weeks.
2024.
Yeah. What's the craziest
Right.
thing so far in
The craziest thing
2024?
so far 2024 is the guy who jumped and like attacked the
Oh,
judge.
the judge. Fuck. That was
Oh my
crazy.
goodness.
And then he came back into the courtroom with like the muzzle on.
Like a Hannibal Lecter muzzle.
I can't. But that's
It's great. I love it.
mine would be still to this day the New York tunnels, the Jewish tunnels.
What the hell is that?
I don't even know
What the
still.
hell is
Like
that?
I was
That's like
talking about it
a
last week and I
nightmare.
still don't know.
That's a nightmare. What? Why do we even know? Like,
No, I don't
did
really
they
know. I don't
plug it
really have like
up?
a clear answer, because it sounds like all hearsay about why it happened. But like,
Right.
and Eric Adams ain't finding out for us, so I don't know.
Oh, Eric Adams is
He don't know.
busy partying.
He would have been an amazing guest on Wendy Williams' show, because
Oh my
she would
gosh,
have
she
given
would
it to
love
him.
him. Yeah.
Either she would love him or just eat him up. You know what I mean? I can't to really tell. It's, you never know with her.
He has my favorite soundbite of all time already.
What?
Like,
What?
there was the you remember the day where New York City was like fully brown and like the sky was
Yeah.
brown and like
Yeah,
orange or whatever. And
yeah,
he's the mayor. He's supposed to be like keeping us calm, but he walks outside and he goes, "What the hell is this?" Like, what? Like,
Because he just woke up
if
and
you
he's
don't
like,
know, right?
I hate
His
him so much.
response
You
is,
don't
"What the
even
hell is this?"
understand. I hate this man so much. It's unreal, y'all. I can't wait till we can vote him out, but we'll probably end up voting him in again
Yep.
because he's crazy.
Right. I mean,
So before we get into more hot topics and stuff, I wanted to talk a bit about you and your background and kind of how you kind of came into our lives on the Wendy Williams show and Sherry Shepherd show.
yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about like where you started with production? And
A
just about that.
long, long time ago. I'm very old. It was I'm from Chicago,
Okay, we love
and
it. Yeah.
yeah, I wanted to work in TV, so I came here, and I really just kind of like literally faxed my resume out to
Y'all
like
remember that? Y'all remember that?
a fax, a facsimile. I sent a facsimile out to like so many TV production companies and talk shows, and I ended up being like the receptionist at the
Okay.
Ananda Lewis show way back in the day.
Okay.
And I kind of just like got my foot in the door, and I worked really hard, and I went to VH1. I did a little
Yeah, you did
travel channel.
the Best Week Ever, or was it? Is that what it was? Okay, right.
VH1's Best Week Ever, which is that was an awesome job. I
Okay,
mean, pop
yeah.
culture is in my veins. Like, I
Yeah.
love it. And I've always grown up like reading and watching stuff. And
Yeah, same.
yeah, so, you know, Best Week Ever was perfect for me. And I got to work with like comedians, and all we did was like make fun of people.
Yeah,
And
my life.
right. But it was awesome because back in like 2005, 2006, like you could really go in on people. Like, we
Oh
were
yeah.
responsible for a lot of mean stuff about Britney and Paris and
Yeah, we
Lindsay.
all, as a culture though, we were like, I mean, anybody that reads The Woman and Me or just kind of like watches the docs about Free Britney and stuff like that, we all feel like that's, I feel like that's why people kind of feel so
Yeah, we
enamored
feel
with her.
sorry.
Yeah, I think because partly we, even if we don't acknowledge it individually, like I think we all kind of feel collectively, we because there's a reason that Perez Hilton made money. It's because of us. You know what I mean? So we're very much a part of that machine.
And
But
drawing penises on people's faces. I mean.
yes, exactly. Yeah, please. But the thing that I hate about him is that he was never funny. It was, I even at the time, I was like, this motherfucker's not funny, but I knew, but there was nowhere else you could go to get that content. So we were just kind of like, as a pop culture junkie myself, at the time, you were just like, God, I hate this fuck. But I need to find out what the Hills is doing when they're not filming. You know, I need to find out what Audrina is. You know,
What's going on?
so
And
it is what it is. I wonder if kind of people.
he like I feel like you just I never, especially in my Instagrams, like my reels every day. I never want to be like outright mean. No, I really just want to be funny. And like, and I just want to have fun with it. So like, and some people deserve to be like made fun of, like, you know, Chris Brown. I mean, you know,
the day I die,
a living monster.
You're not getting me off of him. Even if I'm winning, I still want y'all to jump in. I don't give a fuck. Like,
I'll never forget. But, you know, some people deserve it, but I never try to be mean. I just want to be like, you know, like anything I would say at a party.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's kind of like the line, right? I think that's comedy is always changing. And I think that people think that like people just complain all the time now. I think it's such a red flag if someone says you can't say anything anymore. It's like you actually can. It just takes more intelligence to do it in a way that doesn't like target people. You know what I mean?
I hate that phrase. I hate you can't say anything anymore. It's like,
because it's always one type of person saying it.
Yeah. And it's like, what do you want to say that?
Yeah, say, just say it then.
Saying? Yeah. Just what say are you it. Trying to say? Right. You don't get punched in the mouth.
Yeah. You can say whatever. It's America, but I'm just saying you will get punched.
Right.
No, but the thing is, it's like, it's, well, we're going, I'm getting ahead of myself, but like, my thing is like, for instance, a perfect example of this is like, housewives, like some housewives are so funny because like they aren't really mean. They're just kind of like funny and shady. Uh-huh. But like, I'm trying to think of someone who's perfectly, Phaedra kind of mastered shade, comedian. And sometimes it's self-deprecating too at times. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then like,
I'm thinking like, yeah, go ahead.
But then like someone who has gained a lot of notoriety online currently in the moment that we're in. And like I said, we're going to talk more about this coming up, but Monica. On Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And I think a lot of people think that she's like incredibly funny. And I don't know, because I think that her go-to with arguments goes very low, very quickly. You know what I mean?
She hits below the belt. She's like, your hands are funny. Old. Yeah. And it's like, well, and that's it's not like, really a joke. It's just like really joke,
super mean. Yeah. And like, girl, you're broke. So please believe, like, you're going to look a lot older, a lot sooner than Sabarlo will. You know what I mean? Just like making fun of people's age.
Let's just like, let's tread lightly on the Monica hate. I mean, I know.
Oh, yeah. That's not hate, you guys. I'm just calling it what it is.
I know Heather's your girl. However, and I love Heather.
No, but listen, like Monica, me and Heather aside, I would still feel this way, you guys. Like, I really, because I was a Monica stan too the whole season. Yeah. But towards the end, when she gets confronted by all that stuff and it all comes out, instead of just owning it, which would have been really cool to be like, yeah, I did it. It would have been like, wow, this is a moment. She kind of just shrunk in the moment and didn't really take it on. And didn't really own it. She just kind of sat there quiet, just tried to weasel out of it a little bit, and then goes straight really low blows. So people talking about, you know, Monica's the star of that finale. Well, no, kind of really Heather was, because she orchestrated the meeting on the beach. Let's be real about the situation. And I would say this if I didn't know Heather or not. That's just a fact of the matter.
Right.
Now, am I taking... But to give like any one person the credit for the way that the season went, which is spectacular, I think that's really like, it's really, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just like, it's like a low hanging fruit. It's just like, it's not true. I feel like everybody, everyone showed up, even Whitney, everybody showed up. I mean, Angie was a little star.
But oh, like, poor Angie. Oh, Angie doesn't know what's going on.
But that's me, right? It's just like, I feel like everyone was responsible for the success of the season, and to give it to one person just is not factual. I think that Monica was a star as much as anybody else was a star. But I don't think that ever in a show, if one person is bigger than the rest of it, I don't think so.
True. Right. Remember the Leah season of New York?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
She was
what
incredible.
About it?
She was like,
And
because she just reinvigorated that show, and she was just such a breath of fresh air. Like, so I feel like that's probably the only case where just like one person just kind of like came in and changed the game.
Yeah. But I even feel like, wait, was that? I'm trying to think of that very first season. I still found
that's
it
the Tiki Torch season.
But even that, I mean, I love Leah, that's my girl. But like, I will even just like, I am a historian of Roni, and that's definitely like in my lower tiers of liked seasons. Now, I love her as a housewife, but I feel like the whole group dynamic was off because I feel like Bethany was supposed to be on that season. Ooh, my phone, sorry. And Bethany wasn't. And I feel like she was supposed to have someone to kind of not spar with necessarily, but at least play off of, because they're a little bit closer in age. They're both single moms, entrepreneurs. And I feel like she had more in common with Bethany than she ever would with someone like Ramona. But neither here nor there. That's the past.
Right.
So
exactly.
Well, so going back to Wendy Williams real quick. Okay, so obviously an icon, a legend, the moment. Before Wendy Williams, is there any other like maybe main kind of pop culture mainstays, icons, women specifically, I guess, that just like really you gravitated towards? Or was it always Wendy?
Oh my God, so many. You mean like in real life or just like people that I idolized?
Just people that you idolized, people that you kind of got you really into kind of the comedy realm. I mean, it's daytime comedy, it's all of that together. But are there any hosts?
There's Kathy Griffin, who I loved, and Margaret Cho, I love.
Oh, I love,
she was the best. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love all divas. Like female icons, which is like right up my alley. You probably can tell from my Instagram that like I worship at the altar of Madonna.
Okay.
And
did you go to the did you go to the concert? Sure. Yeah. I love Madonna. Now, I mean, the new music don't hit for me as much, but I respect. She's an icon.
How dare you? I'm such a loyal fan that like even if it's garbage, and sometimes it is, I still play it out over and over and over. I feel like I read some stat on Spotify that I'm like in the 0.001% of like Madonna listeners.
Oh wow. Okay.
I stand big time.
Okay. Okay.
But yeah.
You hear she's being sued.
I want to find those guys and I want to personally like attack them.
Some old gays. Definitely some old white gays that are like just pissed that they on a school night they had to stay up. So basically, guys, the background, I don't have the full story, but it's like two fans got together. They're gonna sue her because she showed up 2 hours. She performed 2 hours later.
Allegedly, 2 hours late. Like she shows up late. We know this already. Like as a fan,
now don't make it right. I mean, I would be annoyed too. But you go in knowing what it is, because you know.
Here's the thing: on the ticket, it might say 8:00, but you know there's going to be a DJ at the beginning
true.
An hour or so, and then you wait around for 30 minutes. I showed up and like kind of at the right time, and I sat down for maybe like 20 minutes before she came out in Brooklyn. This was December.
Okay.
She was amazing. She's 65 years old. Incredible.
Did you have a favorite song she performed?
That night was Ray of Light. She floated across the stage, like across the room, just like levitating across everybody. It was amazing.
I still need that biopic. I'm going to still need that biopic.
Don't hold your breath. That's never happening. Especially if I don't want it if she's writing it and directing it.
I was going to say, I don't want her involved. Anything she puts her hands on in terms of production style or in terms of like movies and television, I'm like, no.
No way. No. Also, even when I heard that was happening, I was like, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Never in a million years. And she put all those actresses through rigorous training to play her. She knew it wasn't going to happen.
I hope to one BB at a stage of my life where I can have a boot camp to whip people into shape, some young gays to be a young me.
Faster. I love Madonna. Mariah Carey is queen of my universe.
Yeah. I'm also a lamb. Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of gravitate towards like female entertainers.
Yeah.
Shocking, right?
Yeah, shocking. Well, that's what the Wendy Williams show means to me, right? Because like, I've always loved female comedians growing up. She is somebody who, since the New York radio days, has just always kind of like piqued my interest. She stood out from the pack. I think I respect her so much. And even through, that's what I also love about her is that people had so many issues with her. So there's like an alarm or ambulance outside.
Welcome to New York.
I know.
speaking of Wendy, like if I'm on the phone with her, this actually just came to me, but like when I used to be on the phone with her going over the next day's topics, or, uh-huh. or sometimes just like shooting the shit and gossiping. Mm-hmm. She would, like, you know, when an ambulance would like roll past my window, she's like, "Where are you? Are you in the project?" Like, no, I'm not.
But she's from the she's not from the projects, but she's from what, West Orange? Yeah, she
somewhere in Asbury, I think.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah, yeah.
True, yeah. True. She's like,
you're the projects.
She was funny. She knew she was being funny. Like, she wasn't like trying to offend me, but
yeah,
it was funny. She's like, she is a hilarious, hilarious person.
You could tell,
and even like it was effortless.
Yeah. I love it because even though she would rub people the wrong way, but I think she's just a product maybe of her environment, because you have to respect her at the end of the day. She is a woman that came up in a completely, this is not like any other environment. I mean, the rap game at that point, especially uh-huh. in radio, totally uh-huh. dominated by men. Nobody was able, and then come in there as a woman and say the things that she said, do the things that she do, have high caliber guests on, and then talk to them like they were either friends or just someone on the damn bus. She was like, "Who are you fucking? Mariah, you fucking right. him?"
Right.
I just like, you will never have another. Like, you have to respect it, you know?
And like, I really was in awe, because even if we said, like, you know, try not to say that. Try not mm-hmm. to say this or whatever. This could
Did that happen a lot?
Yeah, every day. Two or three times a day. Like, maybe I wouldn't say that. That could get you canceled.
Did she give you guys pushback? Was she like, "No, I'm going to do it"?
Well, sometimes she'd be like, "Okay, I got you." And then she'd get out there and she would just do it anyway. And
probably forgot.
I just thought that was so gutsy. Like, she just didn't care at all. Like, she just like went for it every time.
She's a gambler.
Black women aren't allowed to like be that way.
That's another point, is that like not only coming up in a male dominated field, but to be a black woman at that time. Like I said, it's like at that point in the hip hop game, hip hop was like still pretty new. I mean, you know, she was coming up in like the late 80s, early 90s. So it's like, I mean, it wasn't like, it didn't have the respect that it has today. It doesn't have the reach that it had. You know what I mean? So it was pretty tight in terms of who was able to say what they wanted to say and move.
She was a hip hop historian too. Like, she had a story about everybody.
Everybody. She's like, B.I.G.? Oh, I knew him.
She knew everybody. It was great.
Yeah, she would talk about, like, even someone like, you know, someone who's kind of similar but not the same, Big Ange. She was like, from Staten Island. And then Wendy would talk about it. She's like, "Oh, anybody that lived in the New York tri-state area knows who Big Ange was coming up." You know what I mean? Because they just like, these women are like powerful personalities like, I just love it. I love it.
Like local legend.
Do you have a favorite story about Wendy? Like a favorite moment?
A favorite moment about Wendy. I have so many. it's just like every day, like, she just like shocked me.
Yeah.
Like, so I was always, I just felt so like lucky. I knew in the moment too, like every day I knew how like lucky I was to be in that position. Mm-hmm. And she would come out and like tiptoe across the stage, and I just thought she was like so funny and awesome. And also, she like really, like, we worked well together. She really liked me. Yeah. So I felt like lucky that she liked me, you know?
Yeah, there's probably not many people that she really trusted.
Right, it's true.
Probably not. She probably liked a lot of people, but just like only trusted a few, you know what I mean?
That's
so,
true. Uh-huh. Yeah. She liked a lot of people.
Did you like the Lifetime movie?
Yeah, I did. I was pissed that I wasn't in it.
Yeah. We didn't have your boot camp. If you had had your boot camp.
Right. I'm like, is that white guy supposed to be me?
We're seasoned.
Yeah. James. But that movie, it was good. I liked it a lot more than I liked her Aaliyah movie. She made like an Aaliyah biopic she produced. And
it was like a year earlier than that or something, I think.
It was on Lifetime, and it got like panned. She actually asked me, like, I got a screener, and she's like, watch it and let me know what you think. And then it was like not the best movie. However, okay. I'm not going to tell her that. So I was like, you know, I was like polite. I was like, oh, it's good. I give it about a 7 out of 10. She's like, amazing, 7 out of 10. And then once it got panned, she's like, you lied. It wasn't a 7.
So she trusted you.
Right. I'm like, I'm not going to come in here and tell you your movie sucked.
Yeah. I want to ask you some of your favorites, though. Okay, so did you ever have, like, a favorite guest? You know, just a favorite segment with a guest? I have mine, I think.
Always? But, yeah. I'm sure you do. mine is, I always, always, always enjoyed Kenya Moore.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
And Vivica Fox. They were all, they also, yeah. like, hated each other and went on back to back.
Yeah.
Talking about each other. But they always, always came to play, and they always delivered.
Like, yeah.
Like, you know, they weren't buttoned up. They knew who Wendy was, and yeah. they gave it as good as they got it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah.
They were always great.
Okay.
Great guests for her.
I mean, that's the other thing. Wendy Williams always, early on, before, because, like, Housewives wasn't always as respected, or I guess, I don't know, like, more respect now, but, like, they definitely have more social cachet where they're being invited onto The Late Show and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
But back then, like, they really were only on places like the radio or Wendy Williams. You know what I mean? If it wasn't.
She was obsessed.
Yeah, I loved it. She was one of the first people to really start having on, like, Teresa Giudice all the time, and Nene. And, man, right. Nene and her became friends, right? And then just the way they had banter was like, you didn't have that with any other. It was right. amazing.
I feel like, not to, like, toot my own horn, or maybe I was just, like, living in that bubble for so long, but I really feel like we, like, popularized. We had a big hand in, like, popularizing that.
Oh, style. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I think, like, we made them, like, you know, we talk about them every day.
They could be on, like, Watch What Happens Live, but Watch What Happens Live had a fraction of the viewers that you guys would touch on a daily basis, so.
Yeah, and they would they would all watch, like, to find out what she's going to say about them. It was such power.
Yeah. And not only what they would say in front of them, she would say what... Not only what she would say on the air when they're not there, but, like, to their faces, she would tell Candy. Oh. Well, no, what did she tell Cynthia? She was like, "Stay saying that they're saying someone's going to get the axe this season. I think it should be you." Tell it to her.
Isn't that awful? That's terrible.
But, like, God damn, we need more of that, you know? We need more truth in 2024.
I remember, and Portia never came to our show ever again, but she told Portia to her face that she was, like, not the brightest bulb.
I love it.
I was like, oh my God.
Come on.
So rude.
I think Big Ange was my favorite.
However, I'm sitting here laughing about it. So it's obviously funny and entertaining.
It's all in jest. I mean, you know. Big Ange was my favorite guest on there because they truly, like, I think, loved each other. Had, like, kind of, you know what I mean?
They had that Thelma and Louise hairpiece theater moment.
So good. So
so
good.
Ridiculous. The writer who came up with that was, she's kind of a genius. Yeah, that was so fun.
Which was it? I'm sorry. Was it Tanya? What's her name? Tanya?
No, it was, her name's Amanda McCall.
Okay. Don't know her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She recently wrote a book. I don't know exactly what she's doing now, but I love her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there a most controversial moment? Maybe you don't necessarily like love it, but you just recognize it as like the most kind of like controversial moment that's ever aired. Maybe it ended up kind of in the social ether.
So many. I feel like at one point it was like once a week.
Yeah.
People would be like threatening to like cancel the show.
It was like the year 2010 to 2014, probably like between those years. Mine that comes to the top of my head is Omarosa, but that's like a controversial moment. But like, but that was early on. I mean, that was, I think maybe even the first season.
I wasn't even there for that. That was insane. I came on in season two.
Okay.
So I wasn't there for that. However, I watched it on television and thought it was like crazy. I don't think I've ever seen anything like that.
I've never seen anything like that on network television, which is because it kind of became the norm after that. I feel like when shows like Housewives and Mob Wives and all those shows were taking off around this same time, they kind of normalized people having women having confrontations on camera and the ways that would vary. But I feel like at the same time, she was doing it on daytime television. She was kind of normalizing this. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Like, I think that I watch that now and I like laugh. I mean, it's like, Omarosa came off looking like a fool. Wendy had the last word.
Thanks for being on my show.
Yeah, thank you for coming on my show. I get a little wrestling. I can't remember who said the wrestling, but the whole thing is fucking amazing. But it was kind of just carried over from, you know, she had that interaction with Wendy. Or not Wendy, I'm sorry, Whitney.
Oh my goodness.
But that was on the radio.
Yeah.
Thank God. Imagine if that was in the studio.
Oh my goodness. I used to like, this is long before I worked for Wendy, I like memorized that entire interview. Like I was obsessed with it. It was incredible.
There's times when every year we'll go to like Fire Island, a group of me and my friends, and it'll be like raining during Memorial Day. So like, but we'll still go. And then we end up having one day where it's like, it's too rained out to go anywhere. So we just sit in the living room, put the iPhone on the Bluetooth speakers and just like listen to the entire two parts of it. Because it lasts like almost an hour, so it's like everyone have a cocktail, long. And we just got. and I know it by word for word at this point. It's masterpiece theater.
Right? Why did she stay on the phone that long?
But it's
I like
crazy.
The part where she's like, "Where are your people?" And she's like, "Yeah, somebody's pacing over in the corner."
Yeah. And then she was just like, by the end of it, they're having like such vitriol. By the very end of it, she's like, anyways, Wendy, I love you, girl. And they're like praying for each other. And she's like, anyways, I love you, girl. You talk about me, but I love you. I mean, to go from like, it is like a Housewives episode. It is literally like when they sit down for brunch and they're fighting. And by the end of it, they're like crying and hugging.
Yeah.
That's how that felt, you know?
They're like, let's go on vacation together to clear the air.
No, Wendy really loved Whitney. So.
Yes, she really did.
She really did.
She was also a Whitney historian.
Yes, that's why I respect her. You know, she just knows the classics. She knows the classics.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Wendy Williams moment? I guess on the show. I guess we asked that earlier, right? But I guess we get a guest
I'm trying
moment.
To think like an isolate one moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So many. She, you know what? Like going out with her was always like incredible to watch because like I have a little bit of notoriety just from that show, but she was like
mama.
She's
recognizable. It's
like she'd walk in and she's also tall, so
yeah,
like, she'd walk into a restaurant and literally the whole place stopped. Like it was like being with like Madonna or Elvis or Michael Jackson. Like she was so famous, it was crazy.
Ugh, but, we need more New York icons like this.
And like there was like a DJ and he started playing Touch My Body. And
with the
which
Wendy.
she's referenced then. First of all, I'm with Wendy. And they're like playing the song where Mariah references Wendy.
Yeah.
And like she turns to me and she's like, they always play this. It's how they pay their respects to me. Like, oh, amazing.
So iconic.
Her fake cigarette.
So good.
Oh, I love her so much.
Do you have a favorite Wendy Williams Halloween costume? You know, it's funny because people always only
only one.
No, people always talk about the Statue of Liberty, but I'm like, that is just one moment. It's recognizable because of what happened while she's wearing it. But what's, you know, what's funny is that year I was, because that was happened on Halloween Day, right? And I was being Wendy Williams that night. And then I was, I had a purple wrap dress on, you know, the iconic purple wrap dress and the Wendy mug, and I had the wig and everything. And I was, and it was perfect, but I was out that night and everyone's like, wait, why didn't you do the Statue of Liberty? I'm like, baby, that happened like hours ago. If I had known ahead, you know,
right.
But people, you know, people always cite that specific costume, but my favorite is the ringmaster, I think, where she's sitting just because of that day, she's sitting there and she's like, again, she's like, well, and that's what she said. And what was that? There was that one. I also love the Star Trek one.
That was
she
funny.
Spock? Well, she was like Spock.
She was. No, I was Spock. She was.
Yeah, the woman.
Uhura.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, but she hates Halloween. Like,
really?
Yeah, she hates it every year. She's like, I don't want to do this. I hate this. I don't like it. Meanwhile, I love Halloween. Like, it's my favorite holiday.
Yeah, it's like my favorite. I would think that she would love, but I guess, you know. Yeah.
And it was also always so fun coming up with ideas for her, something for her to put on or whatever. But, you know, she hates it. She doesn't.
Well, she pulled it off. Holiday. I would never have known. Well, she hates the killer.
She hates the killer.
It's the killer she hates. Not the holiday. Hate the holiday, not the player. You know what else she had really interesting, and I started documenting this too, and I think maybe this is when you started following me on social, or I've started following you. I don't remember, because it's been a while, right?
It's been a while.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
But during the pandemic, she would be at the doing it from home, right? And we always knew that she had like very interesting taste in food, like a very interesting palate, a very interesting like cuisine.
It was sophisticated.
It was sophisticated for sure. But she would like the menu that she would have at home. It was like the burnt Slim Jims with the lighter. I was like, I was like, I've never seen that, but she's onto something, because it like, you know.
Yeah,
but I would love it. And like, I started documenting it online every day. I would watch it from home and I'd be like, what is Wendy eating today?
Like Doritos with caviar.
Yes, exactly. And like Twizzlers and a tuna melt.
Yeah. And she thought it was like super entertaining for us to just watch her like make it.
Yeah. Like,
while she talked.
I mean, it
like,
was
why
to
is
me.
This your, why is this like what you want to do? Like, we were forcing her to do the at home shows. Like, she really never wanted to do those.
Yeah.
But so I guess she thought it would be cool to like make something every day.
I would
focus.
I would watch her fold her laundry. I think she's such an interesting, you know, but I'm not everybody, but this is why I've in the past, I mean, I'm sure you heard like I think it was around the time that Bethany was leaving Real Housewives of New York. The word on the street was that she was being cast on Real Housewives of New York. Or at least they were trying to, but I don't believe that was ever true.
No,
did you know?
Never. Yeah. I don't think so.
I just do not see her ever doing that. I don't see her ever doing it. Unless it was like a solo show. But why would she ever even do that, you know?
Yeah, I don't think that was true. Although
it would have been fucking
point,
amazing.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking iconic. Do you have any clue how, I mean...
Amazing. Can you imagine her talking? Actually, she probably would be like good friends with Ramona.
Yeah, like, she would probably like, yeah, she would hate Sonia.
Right. Hate.
They would speak a totally different language. She'd be like, I don't know who this drunk woman is. She's always touching me.
I think maybe she'd get along. She liked Dorinda a lot.
She would like Dorinda. I feel like she would like Luann. I just feel like she would hate Sonia. And she'd probably hate Bethany because they're both two alphas, you know?
Yeah. Oh, she, yeah, she is not. She wasn't the hugest fan of Bethany
Yeah,
when we were
and
doing that
they,
show.
I mean, at one point they were even kind of around the same time in terms of daytime TV talk, right?
Yeah, it was
Yeah.
Wendy at 10, and then in New York, it was Wendy at 10, and then Bethany at 11.
Well, one survived.
Yeah.
One went on for
Sounds like
several years, so yeah.
her. Moving on.
Moving on. Oh, she died. Okay, well,
Oh, man.
that was an iconic. Oh man, you
I
know.
told her that that lady died and she should not mention
She has
it.
talked. Did she pass away? Oh,
And
okay.
I'm part of that, man. Like, how do you interject on live
Yeah,
television
no.
and say someone died?
Yeah.
So it just kind of was like, excuse me, she passed away.
Oh my
Oh,
God.
she passed away? I'm like,
That
yeah.
one is only like
Oh.
rivaled by the other one where she is she's like, shout out to Kim Cattrall. Her brother died. Like, shout, what, Wendy, what? Is
Like
there?
she would just ignore a teleprompter completely
Yes.
unless like she needed it. Like she would just start her stories
It's
however
almost
she wanted
Trumpian
to.
because Trump does that. Trump will just go off. Like he don't do teleprompters. And sometimes when Trump goes off of teleprompter, you're like, oh, buckle up, this is gonna be a good one. You just start talking.
Oh man.
Is there any 2024 story so far that you think would be the penultimate? Like this is a Wendy moment where, damn it, we wish she was still here to break this down.
Definitely Amy and TJ.
Yeah, okay, right. You said that.
She would definitely like want to like look into that every day.
Yeah.
There was a story
She
this
would
week
talk. Oh,
that
sorry.
there was a story this week that I loved, and sometimes I see a story and like just my brain automatically like puts it into a box and says like, how would I present this? And it's just old habits. And there's a story that Rick Ross, his two ladies were
He
fighting
loves
over
Recross.
tacos. Oh my gosh, he loves Rick Ross. But one, his current girlfriend made him tacos, and the ex-girlfriend slash baby mama like started like talking about those tacos. She's like, those tacos look like shit. So then these two women started fighting over tacos, and I just thought like Wendy
Yeah.
would love this story. She'd want to know what's
She
in
would probably
the
invite them on the show to do a taco contest, a taco cook-off on the set. And she would taste them.
Ridiculous.
That's what she would do. I feel like she would cover Monica on Ross's in Salt Lake City, like what's going on, but she would
Oh.
have no idea. Like she would be like, look up at the screen. Now, is that Monica? Because you know what? She would not know who any of the Ross has of Salt Lake City is because she would confuse Lisa Barlow with Meredith and Monica, you know, because they all do look, remember that? Because we all had a problem for the first season. Yeah.
There's an episode, I'm sure there's several, but I just have a memory of her. I don't think I've ever watched. Sometimes I couldn't rewatch a show. Like you just shouldn't see yourself sometimes. But there'd be a whole full story and she would just like be pointing at the picture. Like it would be like six housewives in one picture. She's like, which one is this? And like she was like testing me on the air. Now which one is this? Okay, so who are we talking about? Okay, this one? I'm like, no, that one, the other one. No.
Amazing.
And it was on television every day.
Fucking amazing. And didn't care. Did not care. And it
no,
didn't
no.
matter. It didn't matter because I'm still gonna
It
watch
didn't even
regardless.
feel like it was on television. It's just like we were just having fun sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I want to talk a bit about, well, I had a bunch of other hot topics, but we'll save them, I guess, for very last, because I wanted to, guess, segue into Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I want to talk a bit about that.
Yes. Okay.
Because I think that Heather Gay is having a redemption era. I think some people might disagree with me, because some people just are hell-bent on disliking that woman, and that's their problem. I can't make everyone have taste. I can explain
Right,
it for you.
sure. It's
I can explain it to you, but I
okay.
can't understand it for you, you know?
Right.
I think they're all great. Even Whitney.
What do you mean, even Whitney?
I just don't think she gives that much. I don't dislike her, y'all. I just like it's not my favorite, but you know what she is? She's the white Ashley Darby for me. Like it gives the same
1000%.
But like not as good at it. Like she studies it, but I don't think her delivery, like Ashley Darby is a pro. She can
She's
get it.
one of the best housewives
Yes.
of any city. She's incredible.
You know what's interesting? Carlos King says she's one of the worst.
I know, I was surprised by that.
I
Like,
am
because
too, because I feel like he would love that. Like, I feel like him
but
as a historian.
I defer to him because he is like one of the kings of the house. He's a housewife maker. But no, I love, she gave us so much for so long. Michael Darby's like pinching butts and like her mom, her dad like locked the door. He doesn't speak to her. Her mom is kind of kooky. We just learned her mom has a boyfriend that she hates.
Well, we kind of knew, but yeah, he's always kind of been in the picture, but they kind
Yeah.
of brought it up. But also the fact that Ashley has always been, she was at the time, she was the youngest housewife.
Yeah.
I think now it's Rachel Fuda, I want to say. Don't quote me. But I think that for being
I
so
can't wait for
young.
that. I can't wait for the food is next season.
Oh,
I
the
feel like
new.
we got just a taste of it during the
It's going to be a
reunion.
food. It's going to be Fuda. It's going to be a food a season. I don't know if you know. It's going to be very, like, I think it's going to be her show. Not her show, but
Really?
I think it's going to be a lot more of her from what I'm hearing. But we'll see because it
Yeah.
sounds like they got a lot to figure out. They're filming in two different factions. So
Yeah, it's two
I
different shows.
don't know. Yeah, Kanika Garcia.
Kanika.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
I literally
I
just
said it
got the
before, tread
confirmation.
lightly because I love her so much.
She's out. So I'm glad I'm able to say this now because I knew this for a while now, but it is literally just got the update that it's in People magazine. They just reported she departs the Salt Lake City. She's not going to be back.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, this
Oh.
is the worst.
Oh.
This
Yeah, this is the
is the
worst.
worst.
This is the
This is
worst. Is this the
the
worst, Norman? Oh. Oh, well,
Oh.
okay, all right.
Oh no. And it's like right before the finale. Oh.
I guarantee she probably put that out.
Yeah.
They do begin filming soon, I believe. And there are some new women in the mix. So, yeah, it's going
I
to be
don't want new women. I want Kanika.
you'll get what I
I
give you.
want Kanika's crazy mom and Kanika's
Oh,
crazy
I never
story
want to
and
see Kanika's
Tanisha.
mom, Tanisha, who we'd never even seen.
Tanisha. We need reality Von Teese. We need all of it. Oh, that's sad.
I don't think that there's any shortage of crazy people in.
In Salt Lake City.
Yeah, I don't think there's any shortage. I think that every year we keep finding, we like dig under rocks and we're like, oh, look, there's more. I think that we're
Right.
going to be okay.
Is I feel like we have to revisit her in the future.
Monica.
Like, yeah, I feel like maybe in 2 years, like we need to resolve. See, what I don't like is like Phaedra accuses Candy of being like a Bill Cosby, and then Phaedra's gone. Or like Lisa Rinna has this like crazy fight with Kathy Hilton, and they're both gone. And then Kanika like blesses this show with her presence, and now she's gone. Like, I need a resolution season. Like, I need to like know what the fallout is,
Yeah,
and I want to see it. I feel like I'm being deprived of that.
I guess, but I think with someone, and I don't know the full inner workings of it, but I gather that it is not so much of we don't like Monica, Kanika. I think it sounds and it appears that a lot of it really has to do with like the liability aspect of it. I mean, you have someone on a show like this and you find out all these things that they've hidden from production. There's also been rumblings that she was recording people's phone calls, not even related to production, not to give them to production. I mean, it's just a lot where it becomes kind of a
Yeah.
liability because
Yeah.
people stop
And then they don't
trusting you.
trust her anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. And not only the people on the show filming, but I think that makes it difficult for you to ever get good castmates in the future because they see someone like that. I think that's honestly for a show like Rouses of OC with someone like Kelly Dodd in the past. I think that people probably were
Yeah.
looking at her being like, why would I ever want to film with someone like that? I think
Yeah.
you had to get more Heather Dubrows than less, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not saying
that, you a secret.
I'm not saying that Monica's like lower class or anything. Because listen, I love a broke housewife. Everyone that listens to this podcast knows I love a broke housewife. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
There's nothing to do with that. Sorry, what were we gonna say?
No, I was gonna say, can I tell you a secret?
Oh yeah.
I secretly like I know she's awful, but yeah. Kelly Dodd amuses me. And not like her social media, but like, you know, she's kind of entertaining. Like she's also a conic. Like she hits below the belt.
It's not fun when she hits so it's not highbrow. It's just like mean. She's great when she was having fun.
Like a memoji.
The pig emoji.
Vicky as a pig.
Oh, the an emoji. Yeah. It was super fucking mean. But at the time we were like, oh man. But like, cause I think we were so laugh deprived on that show that anything, but yeah. I think that it's like low bar. So.
True. Fine. I'll concede.
Let's talk more about it. I want to talk about the reunion, which will have aired by now by the time this episode airs. But I want to go over to the bonus episode, talk about the stuff with you. I want to talk about their set that looks like the Pirates of the Caribbean ride. I want to talk about Real Housewives of the Beverly Hills, which I don't really love, but I know that you probably know about what's going on there. So,
yeah.
Okay. You've got the 1 minute roundups on Instagram, right? So people should be looking out for that. Do you have any projects coming up? I mean, it's just
I'm at Norman Baker TV.
There you go.
If you want to check that out?
On Instagram, and then the Sherry Shepherd Show weekdays.
The Sherry Shepherd Show every in New York City. Check your local listings, but it's in New York City. It's every day at 10 a.m. on love Fox it. 5, and that is my life's work. And I
love it.
Spend most of my day working on that, and it's just rewarding and fun.
Was Jerry O'Connell ever in the mix or something? I know he was constantly someone who was a guest.
Yeah.
Host, right?
We did a short sneak peek with him.
Okay.
That didn't go, but I adore Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, I do. He's really likable. He's like he's
so sweet. He's an angel. But
I could see
Jerry also is like so funny. Like I get like a course in like comedy writing every day. You know, so it's nice to work with like a professional comedian.
Yes, yeah. She's good with the guests too. Yeah.
She's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice to work out a different part of my brain.
You guys go to the bonus episode. You can get there by going to patreon.com/the B-list and subscribing there. We've got this and other bonus episodes on there. We are going to talk about Hot Topics, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, my favorite new show of the universe, Traitors. Are you watching that?
Yes.
Oh
yes,
man.
Yes,
okay. Yes. We're going to talk about it. Okay,
cool. 1,000 times. Yes.
And we're going to talk about Esophagate. So meet us over there, y'all. I love y'all. Thank you, Norman, for being here. And we're going to go over to the bonus. Bye, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.